Hi, this is Steve Perry.
This is Jonathan Cain from Journey.
Hi, this is Pat Benatar.
Hi, Steve Miller here.
This is where the stars shine bright.
Four Corners Classic Hits. Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show. Good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, November 30th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning. The Red Rock Morning Show brought to you in part by sponsors, including Energy Fuels. The Morning Show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in studio this morning. And our lead story this morning, of course, the tragic news out of the city of Cortez. Just piecing together all of that from releases throughout the day from Cortez City Police and others aware and involved. At about 11:30 a.m. yesterday, a Cortez Police Department officer, now identified as Sergeant Michael Moran, initiated a traffic stop on South Broadway. He was able to pull the two suspects over, and at that time shots were fired at the officer who was injured. Suspects fled in their vehicle. They were quickly located at the 7500 block of Highway 160. Additional shots were exchanged between the suspect and officers at the second location. One suspect died on the scene, and the second was taken into custody. The injured police officer, again, Sergeant Michael Moran, was transported to Southwest Memorial Hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. So a big story in Cortez, two deaths, including the death of a police officer making a traffic stop yesterday.
Yeah, just a tragic story. A person in the serving the community, serving the public, shot and killed. Moran, age 46, was a Marine, had two tours in Iraq, and had a family, two young daughters, is well known and well respected, very successful. He'd served in the department for over 11 years.
Yeah.
But just a tragic series of events. It's still ongoing. Cortez Police Department plans a press conference at 10 o'clock this morning to get more information. So we have information about Moran and his service. I don't have any information that has been released yet about
who
the two suspects are, the one that was killed. Still piecing together this story, but just an absolute tragic story.
Yeah. Yeah, again, like Bill said, Moran, he joined the department in 2012, was a member of the canine handler as well in 2016. Like I said, former service with the Marines. Just tragic. A little bit, more information or trying to let folks map together where this all took place. So it's South Broadway, just south of West 7th, and actually where San Juan Drive comes back into Broadway is where the traffic stop was initiated. And again, responding officers did a good job of tracking those suspects down very quickly after. They just got to the 7500 block, which is, before that traffic light on the very south end of town. So
It was a storage facility. So there, yeah, on the top of the hill, as you're leaving Cortez toward Farmington, to the south is where the initial stop. And then a storage facility is about halfway down, really relatively close to the initial interaction. Local schools were put on lockdown for a short period of time, mm-hmm, and there were obviously traffic issues and all sorts of challenges that arise at the loss of an officer and the two people killed, and just a tragic day for Cortez.
Yeah. Yeah, again, schools put in secure mode, including Mesa Elementary School is very close to where the initial stop was made. But again, officers able to again engage those suspects, and one is killed, the other arrested, and that's the end to the public safety concern. But of course, like Bill, like you said, it's remains an ongoing incident or investigation, or at least a report for us. We're not quite sure, you know, who the suspects were, including the man that was, or suspect that was killed. And so we'll wait for that additional information. The Cortez City Police has planned a press conference at 10 a.m. this morning. And you'll probably be able to find those, in Southwest Colorado TV stations or on social media platforms. You'll be able to watch that if you're interested in doing so. And we'll bring that additional information tomorrow on the morning show.
Of course, this reminds us, it's been over 25 years since Dale Claxton, another Cortez police officer, was shot and killed in the famous fugitive issue in 1998. It's amazing it's been 25 years, but similar shock in the community, loss of a public servant.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, similar too, and then, you know, a traffic stop, and an incredibly sad story out of Cortez, if you joined us partway through, just the high level story again. 11:30 yesterday morning, Cortez police officer Sergeant Michael Moran initiated a stop on South Broadway. Shots were fired at the officer, who was injured and later succumbed to those injuries. Suspects fled in their vehicle south to 7500 block of Highway 160, where additional shots were exchanged between the suspects and officers. One suspect was killed at the scene, and the other was taken into custody. No further reported injuries to any other police officers or responders to that situation. But again, tragic news out of Cortez this morning. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got other sponsors to thank. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Winter is upon us, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to fight off the cold. From ice melt to snow shovels and space heaters to heat tape. Say goodbye to fall with big sales throughout the store, like 25% off all outdoor patio furniture. And announcing the gigantic bucket. On November 24th, everything you can fit in your bucket is half off. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
For a limited time, trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Go to your local Verizon store now. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Cassie Young, radio personality, wife, and mother of two. And when I'm making quick choices for my family, whether it's for meal prep or personal health care, I consider brands I can trust, ease of use, and no mess is a big win. Vicks VapoStick checks all those boxes. Vicks VapoStick is a moisturizing solid with a no-touch application. It's mess-free and easy as 1, 2, 3. Just open, swipe, and enjoy those soothing, non-medicated Vicks vapors. Vicks VapoStick, from the makers of Vicks, trusted for over 125 years.
All right, once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Thursday, November 30th, 2023. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show this morning. Joining us now, as they do every Thursday, is a reporter from the Times Independent. Joining us this morning is Gwen Dilworth. Good morning, Gwen.
Hi, good morning, David.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell us what's going on this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, absolutely. First up, we have a new report that shares that Utah's school-age population will continue declining until about 2060. And it says that Utah will have about 40,000 fewer school-age children by 2032, which is a pretty sizable difference. And there will be some local impact there as well. Grand County is predicted to have 15% fewer children in the next 10 years.
Very interesting. It looks like that's part of work with the Salt Lake Tribune. That report is by a Tribune reporter.
That's right, yeah, absolutely. And actually Salt Lake City has opted to close 5 elementary schools this month, so they're already seeing some of that impact up on the Wasatch Front.
Huh, that's very interesting to see that larger trend and how that may impact the local area. Speaking of local area, it doesn't get more local than talking about the Colorado River and Cataract Canyon. Tell us about the story you wrote this week for the Times Independent.
Yeah, absolutely. Glen Canyon National Recreation Area announced this year that they won't be performing maintenance on a kind of critical boat ramp, the North Wash Boat Ramp, on Lake Powell. And it's important for rafters who run Cataract Canyon, which is called by some, you know, the Grand Canyon of Utah. So river runners are imploring the National Recreation Area to work with them to find some kind of solution that will keep them, you know, going this year without having to boat 50 miles downstream to Bullfrog.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting and obviously important for folks to know. That's at the, I don't know what you call that on your paper, but it's at the very top there. Kind of maybe the lead story this week. What else is in this latest edition of the Times Independent, Gwen?
Yeah, there were 2 fatalities on Highway 191 last week. Very tragic. There was a 61-year-old man who pulled out onto Highway 191 and was hit by a tractor trailer in the early hours of the morning. And there was also a pedestrian walking in the roadway, also in the early hours of the morning, who was hit by a semi-truck and was killed. So that's just some, you know, unfortunate news from the highway.
Yeah, huh. Well, important for people to be careful and keep that in mind when they're driving. Be cautious out there, and that's a really tragic
Absolutely.
Story. Well, again, there's you guys really do have a jam-packed edition of the Times Independent. Lots of news. Any other items you'd like to highlight this morning before we let you run, Gwen?
Just one quick item. There's a new climbing gym coming to Moab. That's coming to the Moab Business Park on 191, close to San Juan County. Let's share that.
Well, very good. Well, like we said, lots of information in this latest edition of the Times Independent. You've got a bunch of other government stories. I'm interested in your story about green burials. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Lots to check out in this latest edition of the Times Independent. Keep up the good work, Gwen. It seems like you're staying really busy there in Moab.
Definitely. Thanks so much, David. Good to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. That is Gwen Dilworth, reporter with the Times Independent. Appreciate her taking the time this morning. Yeah, it was great to have Gwen, and again, appreciate her time joining us this morning. The morning show is sponsored in part by Redtail Air Connections, offering weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock area, well, this is a little bit outside the area, but certainly will impact the state of Utah in 2034. Bill, the big announcement yesterday.
Yeah, big announcement yesterday. The International Olympic Committee named several preferred hosts for upcoming Olympics, and including Salt Lake City, 2034. 32 years after the first time Salt Lake hosted the Winter Olympics in 2002, but it looks like it's pretty set that this is what's going to happen. It hasn't finalized yet. Those meetings will take place in July, but there's a series of things that need to happen, supposedly on their chart, between now and then, and those assurances, those evidence of support, those plans have already been made. The committee bid chair Fraser Bullock said they could press send today with all the information that they say they're going to need for the July meeting. So it looks like as if once again the Winter Olympics will be returning to Utah, and can't believe 32 years, but that's how long it's been, and it will have been since then.
Yeah, well, and of course here in the Red Rock country there weren't any winter events, but this is where the Olympic torch touched down on its path from Greece to the United States and to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, first entered Utah there at Delicate Arch in Arches National Park north of Moab, but boy, it had a significant. It was quite an event. 2002, one of the highlights of my life was going to a snowboarding event with my son, David Boyle, who was, 8 years old at the time?
Yeah, nine, almost 10, yep.
In Park City. And
yeah, that was awesome.
We were able to go to a few events, and that will be coming again, this opportunity to share in this international experience. So anyway, it's a very, very exciting day for Salt Lake City in particular, and Utah in general, and the Four Corners Red Rock Country also.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting. Maybe we need to get in touch with the local IOC. Maybe they need a hockey rink in Moab, do some games down there.
They got that rink in Durango. It's just over the border a little bit.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was a big part of their bid, too, was that a lot of that infrastructure they built for the games, Salt Lake was able to keep up, and so they say, hey, we can do this a lot more economically than other places that, have to build all this new stuff that then never gets used again. Salt Lake City, Park City, they kept that a lot of that infrastructure for those Winter Olympic Games usable.
So, the budgets, 2002, Salt Lake spent about $2 billion, which pales in comparison to the $60 billion that they spent in Russia, 30 or 40 billion when they had the Summer Olympics in China. So 2 billion is a startlingly low price tag. And then all those facilities have been well maintained. They're up and ready to go. They're not going to have to build a new stadium. There may be a few things here and there, but the economics of it, I think, were one of the most significant issues. Sustainability is an issue that's important. Anyway, so it's very, very exciting. And those Salt Lake Olympics were one of the few, the very, very, very few and unheard of in recent years that that turned a profit.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's also something, too, that committee members have emphasized, is that it shouldn't cost taxpayers anything to run it. You know, again, it's several years out, and, you know, who knows, you know, exactly how they determine that. But definitely there will be economic impacts to the area.
Yeah. And significant focus and awareness of this beautiful place that we call home. You know, it's one thing you can always bet on is that a Winter Olympics place is going to have some really cool mountains. But there's not very much access to spectacular Red Rock country at a Winter Olympic venue like we have here. So, you know, I think that this part of the world will have increased attention too. And it's not just Salt Lake Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'll be really, really interesting. I know folks really excited about that news. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Another word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? You can apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Once again, on the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services that we share every morning. Bill, we get to do those now?
Yeah, there'll be funeral services for Nola June Pearson Vinson at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. June lived in Monticello for much of her life and Vernal recently. There'll be a viewing from 10:30 to 11 tomorrow morning. Funeral services for Kay Tangren, age 85, of Moab, begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab Stake Center of the LDS Church on Locust Lane. And there'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez in January. She just passed away on November 20th, lived in Cortez. It'll be at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
During this holiday season, all of us at Performance Ford of Moab are thankful for many things like our local credit unions and banks, businesses and business owners, and especially all the folks who live in this beautiful area and the surrounding communities. We want to show our thankfulness to you by offering extra savings through the end of the year, starting with a 10% locals discount on service and up to $250 towards accessories when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. Come in and check it out at 1805 South Highway 191. We're thankful for you at Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Moonflower Community Cooperative, Moab's number one location for high-quality, healthy food choices. Stop by this holiday season to check out our fresh deli, hot bar, and local Ruby Ranch grass-fed beef. Become a Moonflower member and enjoy discounts and specials throughout the year. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day at 39 East 100 North, across from the post office in Moab. Happy holidays from the Moonflower Co-op.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Thursday, November 30th, 2023, 9:33 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Bill, November 30th.
November 30th, 1978, 45 years ago today, the number one song was You Don't Bring Me Flowers by Barbra Streisand and Neil Diamond. This is a very interesting song. Radio, both had released the song as singles, and radio stations were splicing together their two voices as if they were singing a duet. And so they finally, oh, well, let's do that. So they got together, recorded it together, and it became the number one song. And anyway, that's kind of way to go, radio stations. Michael Jackson's Thriller album was released on this day in 1982. It's the best-selling album ever, 40 million copies, and it won 8 Grammys. That was a big, big day in 1982. 1979, Pink Floyd released The Wall. It's listed as number 55 on Rolling Stone's list of the greatest albums ever. So, and I think it was in the top 100 for years and years and years. But so, two big days for albums. Birthdays today, let's give a rebel yell for Billy Idol, who's 68 years old today. Bo Jackson is 61 years old. And I'd hate to have a race against Bo Jackson, one of the greatest athletes ever. Mandy Patinkin is 71 years old today. He's done lots and lots of things, but probably the most famous. He was Indigo Montoya in The Princess Bride. Mark Twain was born today in 1835, and Winston Churchill was born on November 30th, 1874. Woody Allen is almost as old, but he's still around. He's 88 years old today. And Chrissy Teigen was born today in 1985 in Delta, Utah. I don't know what you call Chrissy. She's an actress. She's a model. She's
married to John Legend.
She married well to John Legend.
Yeah.
Born in Delta, Utah. It's always interesting to me. November 30th, birthdays locally for Karen Slavens, Trey Esplin, and Brett Saunders. If you see any of those folks, wish them a happy birthday today. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out or any shout-out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info at redrock92.com.
Awesome. We have one more, too. It's Kenzie Kulo's birthday today as well. So happy birthday, Kenzie.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. It's part of the morning show. We got some sponsors to thank. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Also, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport and Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Well, again, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including Planning and Zoning Administrator, Health Educator in the Public Health Department, and Light Equipment Operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center Director, Prosecutorial Assistant, and Corrections Officer, in addition to part-time Senior Center Aides, Community Marking Coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers slash social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office at triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pond and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pond and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pond and Gun behind Rick's Glass in Unit Number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pond and Gun also cashes checks.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
For a limited time, trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Go to your local Verizon store now. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Cassie Young, radio personality, wife, and mother of two. And when I'm making quick choices for my family, whether it's for meal prep or personal health care, I consider brands I can trust, ease of use, and no mess is a big win. Vicks VapoStick checks all those boxes. Vicks VapoStick is a moisturizing solid with a no-touch application. It's mess-free and easy as 1, 2, 3. Just open, swipe, and enjoy those soothing, non-medicated Vicks vapors. Vicks VapoStick, from the makers of Vicks, trusted for over 125 years.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. An extremely busy weekend begins today for our local teams, the Monument Valley and Whitehorse girls and boys, and Montezuma Cortez girls open the Jerry Richardson Memorial in Shiprock. The Montezuma Cortez boys begin the Antelope Canyon Classic in Page. The Mancos and Nucla girls will open the Cowboy Shootout in Meeker today. The Dove Creek girls and boys are set to start the Mountaintop Classic at Centauri High School in Lahara. And the Dolores girls and boys are in Mosca for the Thunderbird Shootout at Sangre de Cristo High School. Action will really start to ramp up tomorrow, and we'll have 5 live basketball broadcasts for you over the weekend here on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. The Monticello girls get us started at 5:30 tomorrow night at Tabiona, and the boys will follow at 7 p.m. The San Juan boys open the 2A-3A preview in Richfield against JUAB, and we'll start that broadcast at 6:30 tomorrow night on Red Rock 92 and Stream Utah. On Saturday, the San Juan boys take on Kanab at the preview at noon. That broadcast will begin at 11:30 on Red Rock 92 and Stream Utah, while the Monticello boys face Merritt Prep on Stream Utah. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. All right, that's the local sports report. Our thanks to Rhett Sifford putting that together. And, yeah, man, a lot of basketball starting up in earnest this weekend. Let's take a look at regional basketball. The Phoenix Suns yesterday fell to the Toronto Raptors 112-105. Utah Jazz also losing yesterday to the Memphis Grizzlies 105-91. Denver did get a win, though, yesterday. The Nuggets beating Houston Rockets by 10 points, 134-124. Nikola Jokic with 32 points in that victory for Denver. In action tonight, the Utah Jazz are in Minnesota taking on the Timberwolves. That tips off at 6 o'clock. And that'll do it for the regional sports report. Just another quick word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Again, that'll do it for the regional sports report and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.